It's hard to believe that it's Erev Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Aleph. And here we stand only a few hours before Yimei Adin, the beginning of the new year. And it's the biggest day of our lives. It's the biggest 2 days of our lives. And that's because what was decided last year, Hashanah, has already transpired. And quite frankly, it's been a shocking year, obviously a challenging year for many individuals and the communities. And could we have ever imagined last year, Rosh Hashanah, this is what was in store for us this year? And one thing as a starting point is that, so just to hammer that home, it's the biggest days of our life. Because what happened in the past has happened in the past. What's going to happen in the coming year is going to be decided this coming year. And I often say this following mashal. There was once a young man who was he was a decent student, not the greatest, and he had a friend of the family or somebody that gave him a job, and it was, you know, a very good job. And the guy wasn't so, the young man wasn't so efficient, and but he got a great salary, he got bonuses, he was taken care of, and every year he had to go into the boss again, and the boss had to just, you know, say, you're hired again. And he was hired again, and he was, again, given a lot of perks and a lot of a great salary. And his whole life, he contributed to the company, there's no question about it, but his whole life, he felt this tremendous amount of hakaras hatov and tremendous amount of appreciation for his boss. And he, whatever he could do to show the boss that he appreciated him, he did it. He would, you know, help him with little things here and little things there. That's the mashal. I think the nimshal is obvious. Nimshal is that here we are in this world. If we look at all the benevolence and all the chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu does with us on a daily basis, on a minute by minute basis, the fact that we can see Baruch Hashem, all the little things, we can walk, we can Baruch Hashem, we can think, all the little things, all the great kindness that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and we're undeserving compared to what we do for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a drop in the bucket. And we have to go into Rosh Hashanah. I think the first, this is what I try to tell myself, the first thing you have to go into Rosh Hashanah, before you ask somebody for something, you know, something new, or try to get a new judgment, you try to appreciate, try to look back on the past year. Obviously it was a challenging year, but we're alive, right? We made it through the year. A lot of good things, a lot of sustenance, a lot of kindness. We were the beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. It's certainly undeserving. And we say the first thing, right? We're going to say, yeah, tonight, Baruch Hu, right? Hashem, you're the source of all blessing. You're the reason why I made it through this year, and I had Baruch Hashem, overall, a good year. This didn't work out. I wasn't able to go to this camp. I wasn't able to do this job. I had to leave yeshiva early, and this person suffered, and so on. True, but there's so much other things to appreciate. I think somebody said here, one of their bay mentioned that, you know, to write down, you know, all the things you appreciate. Obviously, things that you're looking forward to for the coming year for yourself, what you should do on your part, and perhaps if you want to think about what would enhance your avodas Hashem, right? Again, if we're going to ask for anything, it should certainly be in the framework of lemancha. We say zachrinu l'chaim, melachavetz b'chaim, lemancha l'chaim b'chaim. It's for your sake. Anything we ask for, anything we need for the coming year, it shouldn't be, oh, because I want my life to be easier. I want my life to be more enjoyable. It should be because I need the tools. I need the skill set to be able to serve you better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the opening feeling that I try to work on myself, and that is to recognize and appreciate what Hashem has done for us in the past year, and to hopefully move forward. That's number one. Number two, it seems to be a very, a dichotomy, a struggle between two feelings in Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand is Emas Adin. The Mishnah tells us that we all pass in front of Hashem like sheep, Kivnei Maron, right? We know it's a Yom Adin. On the other hand, so they've happened. First of all, the Torah doesn't even mention that. The Torah speaks about Zichron and Teruah. There's no mention of Yom HaDin in the Torah. Furthermore, right, we know there's an Indian to wear what? To wear nice clothing. Mechapsin u'mestaprin. You launder your hair, take haircuts. Why? Because we're about Tuach Badin. Right? We say Shechionu. Right? There's a lot of I think the Yerushalmi says that by the Goyim, when they're about to be judged, they wear black clothing. Here we are, we're getting judged, we're wearing white clothing. So Nesiv Shalom develops an idea, and he says that really every individual is judged on a daily basis. That's on his actions. But what's happening on Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Ha'olam Hayom Yamid Ba'Mishpat. It's the birthday of the world. It's the recreation of the world. And what happens in the recreation of the world? The Kadosh Baruch Hu takes stock on the world at large. And that's why even objects, such, right, the Malachim, who don't have Bechira Chavshah, they're also judged. They're also quaking. And the animals are also being judged, but they don't have Bechira. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world and rejudging the whole purpose of the world. Now, we're in good shape. You know why we're in good shape? Because the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah tells us that the two Reishis, the two foundations of the world, the two foundations that are always in good standing, and that is Klal Yisrael and the Torah, Yisrael ve'Raisim Kuchri Chulchadu, the Torah, the Jewish people, and Hashem are one. So we're in good shape. So what's our job? Our job: how can we be b'simcha? As long as we connect to the Jewish people, as long as we connect to the Torah, so that we're in good shape. That's the reason for Simcha. We're connecting to the life source. We're connecting to the overall most important part of creation, the overall most important part of the world to the coming year. You're part of Klal Yisrael, and you're connecting to the Torah. We know that we'll read tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow, we'll read tomorrow that Yishmael, right, Yishmael is about to die, and right, his mother davens for him. And the Malachim says, don't save him. Look at the harm that he's going to bring on Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm judging him by Asher Husham, the way he is at that moment. That's a very, very comforting and invigorating and powerful feeling. You don't have to worry about the past. That's why we don't have to be, you know, tomorrow is not, Rosh Hashanah is not, it has to be, obviously there is an element of fear, there is an element of judgment. But that's not the overarching feeling. Why? Because we're being judged how we are at that moment. If we go ahead and we daven, and we said, Hashem, we want to be a valuable member, a dedicated member of your kingdom for the coming year, so it doesn't matter how we were last year. That's all we have to do. And based on that, you said also, Klal Yisrael, how do you connect to Klal Yisrael? That's why in the Navi Nechemiah, it says, right, don't be, they were complaining to Ezra. So for Ezra Sofer, it says, they're crying, they said, don't, don't mourn, don't cry. Right, ichlu mishmanim, eat fatty foods, shumam takim, drink sweet waters, and I forget the rest of the pasuk, but and go rejoice. What's the pshat? You're part of Klal Yisrael. In that sense, there's nothing to fear. But what do you have to do? You have to be. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Shlach manos, right? It says over there, like shlach manos. What's it? It's Purim. No, what's the pshat? The pshat is that on Rosh Hashanah we have to invigorate ourselves and involve ourselves in Bein Adam L'Chavero. If we connect to each other, so then we're part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will always have a good din. This is very famous story. There's a story that many of you have heard, but it brings out this point. There's a guy who's taking a test in university, right? And the test was over, let's say, at 12 o'clock. And the practice said, at 12 o'clock, you have to hand in your papers. And this guy is continuing to take the test, well past 12 o'clock. And everybody's handing in their papers, and he's the last guy by far, 12:15, 12:20, maybe even 12:30. And the proctor says, okay, you're getting a zero. And the guy's like, do you know who I am? And the proctor says, I don't care who you are, you're getting a zero. And he takes his test paper and he shoves it in the middle of the pile and he walks out. That's obvious, that's the story, that's the mashal. But the nimshal is, if you go ahead and you melt yourself, you hide yourself among the tzibur, if you're just a positive part of the whole tzibur, if you daven well, you don't make, and you're belayed, you don't stick out by talking Rachman Litzlan, that terrible Chassid Shalom, talk during Rosh Hashanah davening, etc., or to maybe act out or whatever, something like that. But if you melt into the tzibur, you're guaranteed to have a positive judgment, because Klal Yisrael as a whole, Klal Yisrael as a people, are guaranteed a good judgment. And that's, and also here in Yeshiva, right? If you just melt into the tzibur, that goes with the davening, you sing with everybody, and that goes with the meals, and if you go ahead and you take a Shana Aleph boy, you learn with him over a Shana, and you go ahead and you connect yourself to Klal Yisrael as a whole, so then you're in good shape. And Basher Husham, that's the key at that moment. That's what, and as long as you connect to those two aspects, you're in good shape. Now, if there's any part of the tefillah that I think this year will certainly take on a new level of our tefillos, it's the certainly we're not going to say it tomorrow on Shabbos because we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, but when you think, we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, right? We're going to say Avinu Malkeinu Mino Magefa Minachol Asecha, please prevent or remove the plague from us, right? Just to put it like, what did we think about? What did anybody think about that line before? Before this past year, so I personally, I'm not familiar with many plagues, but I my thought during those times was kids going off the derech, rachmal litzlan. People call it a mageifa. Oftentimes, people is not, you know, the parents aren't necessarily at fault, and people, you know, unfortunately, that was what I had in mind from the mageifa. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should have had in mind, avinu makim no mageifa minachal esecha. Don't let a plague come to us. We grow up within the world of, in our day and age, of the world of vaccines. Everybody here knows the hepatitis and whatever, like DPT and measles and all these other, you know, you get it when you're 2 years old, you go to a pediatrician, like here in Eretz-Yisrael, you go to a place called Tipat Chalav, you go out for polio and all these other things, right? Plagues? If I would have told you in a million years, last Rosh Hashanah, prevent the plague from us, you thought I was from Mars. Nobody down for plagues. Maybe in hindsight, maybe we should have been. Maybe I was wrong about having mageifa for kids off the derech. I should have said Hashem. There was once upon a time the Spanish flu. There's once no vaccine for measles, no vaccines for mumps, etc., etc. Hashem, continue to keep those plagues away from us because we won't be able to handle a plague. But when you think about it, also we're going to say in Musaf tomorrow already. Avinu Malkeinu, one of those powerful tfilos of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening. Zchor Rachamecha, remember your mercy, Kosh Kaskla, and suppress your anger. Kali Devin, remove pestilence, Vecherev, and sword, and Rav. Vashrim Ashes, Velvon, Umageifa. Umageifa! Right? So what are we going to do this year? We have a plague, and we know, let's be honest, guys. The same way Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu brought it, we believe. Hashem's all powerful. It's Hoya Hovaviyya. Right? He was Israel, he's Elokeinu. This is important also to keep in mind. What do you have in mind when you say Hashem's name? He's other Nakol, he's master of everything. He was, is, and will be. Elokeinu means he's the all-powerful. It means Baal Kochos Gedolos, which is the all-powerful, almighty. Umashkiach al kol olam kul. Every time you say Elokeinu during your davening, you're supposed to have in mind Elokeinu means he's the all-powerful. He's right? Mashkiach al kol olam kul. He supervises the entire world. These are the types of feelings and thoughts that we should have specifically during these 10 days, and specifically Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But listen to this. We say, Avinu Malkeinu, Mageifa. So what are we going to do? How can we go ahead into these tefillos and have our tefillos answered? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. And we're asking Him to what? To get rid of the anger, right? And remember the mercy, and get rid of the Mageifa. So I would, just what my own thinking, my own working on myself with tefillah, I would also focus on the Avinu Malkeinu part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. He's Mamish, our Father. He loves us. He wants to take care of us. And he wants to hear us. Now, obviously, part of me says, you know what, we should just scream it out. But it is brought down in tefillah that, right in Gemara Brachos, right, if you think that you have to scream for Hashem to hear, it's also not a good thing. Right? It's as if He doesn't hear you when he talks softly. So that can't be the pshat. So what are we going to do different? Well, first of all, based on what I said a few minutes ago, we shouldn't take anything for granted, right? It's like, you know, Hashem, we have one problem in the world is now. We're running through Rosh Hashanah, we got to get rid of this plague. So that's first of all. The same way last year, I thought, hey, everything was fine. There are no plagues. What I need down for the plague, because everything's fine. You realize, no, there's other things. We hope nothing else. But there are other things that are working in this world that we are taking for granted. That's number one, right? Oh, God, we only have one problem this year. We need to get rid of the mageifa. What do you mean? We don't need air to breathe. We don't need, we need to continue to be able to see. We don't need to be able to continue to be able to, communicate. So many different things. We can't take anything. One of the big lessons is we can't take anything for granted. But that's one thing I would take out. Avinu Malkeinu. You're number one. You're our Father. You love us. We're begging you, Hashem, our Father, please get rid of this mageifa and continue to allow us to function the way we used to be able to function. We're not going to take anything for granted anymore. And Malkeinu, right? We're going to say a lot. Hashem Hamelucha Umoshel Vagoyim. What does it mean to be a melech? Right? The difference between a moshel and a melech, very important. So the moshel is a ruler. He governs without any choice. The constituents have no choice. He, whether you like it or not, he's ruling over you. A melech is not self-appointed. A melech, right? Ain melech lo'am. There's no, you're not a king unless the people appoint you. Right? And therefore, we, right? Hashem Hamelucha Umoshel Vagoyim. He rules over the goyim. They have no choice. But we're appointing Hashem as melech through choice. You're Avinu Malkeinu. You're our king. We want you to be our king. We want you. We believe and we trust and we feel and we know full well that you are running this show from A to Z. Right? And therefore, I think if you focus on the recognition of Hashem's power in this world, so then when we say, please get rid of this mageifa from among us, so then, Be'ez Hashem, it will have power. So just to review and try to internalize Yisodos. We have to go into Rosh Hashanah recognizing what Hashem has done for us throughout our entire lives. Actually, maybe I should say this over now. I just thought of another point. I said it over. We came up in the Gemara, and I say it again. How did it go? Mitipa Serucha. I forgot how it came up in Mokum Shinago. What was the Gemara talking about? Oh, yes. It was right. It was talking about when a person shouldn't be in a bathhouse with his father because he realizes his where he came from, right? So what did I say? The Mishnah Rabbis tells us, a person should look at three things, and he won't be, and be saved from Avera. Right? Think about three things, and won't come to an Avera. Where you come from, right? We came from a tipa srucha. We can't take any credit for where we are today. We came from a putrid drop. From that putrid drop, okay, you came to be such amazing young man, 1920, something like that. Right? Look at you, young man. We can't take any credit. Obviously, you take credit for the work that you put in. You did it now, there's no question about it. But just to understand what Hashem has done for us, and what, look at this. I want to be most of one more thing. This is how we start. Hashem, thank you, Hashem, that I'm here, that I function, that I'm in yeshiva, I'm Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. I think it's a miracle you guys are here. It's unbelievable. Look at this. Yes, you're behind plastic covers, but this is a miracle. And I honestly believe that obviously as things have been going on the last few days, last few weeks, if things in Eretz Yisrael would have been like it is today, I don't want to say no way, but there's almost, I would want to say it's almost impossible that the government or anybody would let you guys come in. It's just mind-boggling. When they made the decision to allow all the yeshivas and seminaries come in, right? This was like in July, and in July there was like 100 new cases a day. These last few days are like 6,000 a day. Okay, there's no the hashgacha, hanifloa, the supervision and the Yad Hashem is unbelievable. The Yad Hashem is everywhere, and that's really what Rosh Hashanah is. Understand, Hashem is the Melech. He's in every aspect. The fact that we're alive, the fact that you guys are doing amazing, the fact that you guys are learning, and the fact that you're here is nothing short of hashgacha. And the more you recognize the hashgacha in your own lives and in the lives of Klai Yisrael and Klai Yisrael as a nation, the more you're connecting to this idea of the Malchus of Hashem. And number two, you're part of the tzibur. If you say you dedicate yourself to be part of a valuable member of Klai Yisrael, a valued member of somebody who dedicates himself to Torah, connects to the Torah, so you're in good shape. You have what to be happy about on Rosh Hashanah, because your team is going to get a good judgment as a team, no problem. And number three, this idea we can go ahead. The same we believe ani imamim b'munah shlema. He's controlling everything. He's right. He's balakol elkenu. When he said elkenu, he's umashkiach al kol om kulo. He's thinking. He is supervising everything. We believe again. It's going to be hard to it could be this may not happen. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu can say tonight. Start Rosh Hashanah, there's no more Magefa. There's no more Corona. It could be. And he can do that. And we have to believe that. We have to believe that to be true. And just to focus on another three words that I love in davening. Mechal kel chayim b'chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu sustains us with chesed. He's taking care of us. He can totally do it. He can do it. We believe animam b'nei shleima that Kodesh Baruch Hu can take away the Magefa in a matter of seconds. And if we internalize these yisodos, and we understand the power of Hashem, and then Hashem could do anything and everything. Then Be'ez Hashem will be Zoche to carry the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Melech. Right? And then, as Rabbi David pointed out, in Aleinu L'Shabeach, right? The first paragraph of Aleinu is Aleinu upon us. We accept upon ourselves as king, but ultimately, as the next paragraph is all the Kol Oshon, right? Everything's Kol. Then, right? V'yeda Kol Pol Ki Ato V'yalto. All of your handiwork will know that you are the creator. V'yavin Kol Yitzur Ki Ato Yitzarto. Right? And then every creation, everything that was created, will understand that you are the creator. Hashem Melech Umalchus of Kavashal. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the entire world. We should be zoche to connect to Torah, connect to Klal Yisrael, be zoche to connect to the davening, and be able to properly coronate Hakadosh Baruch Hu as kings on the world and on ourselves. Kesiva Chasima Tova, year full of bracha and hatzlocha and dedication to Torah and mitzvos. Amen.